Welcome again. It's Domain Dave from CheapWineFighter.com. And today we have another companion podcast for a wine we wrote up on the CheapWineFighter.com website. And this is an inexpensive wine. It's from Costco. It's the Kirkland Signature Sonoma County Chardonnay 2022, and it's $7.99. Let's talk about the $7.99. Kirkland only adds 15% to their products, so which is less. And in wine, it could be as much as a 50% markup. Maybe not so much on the lower end, but it's still more than 15%. Plus, this is a store brand, a contracted store brand, which means that they asked, and we'll get to who they asked in a second too, them to make them a wine. And that deal, when they do a store brand, they typically pay up front. When the wine's delivered, you pay them. Retail wines sometimes take all year to get their money back. These producers like these store brands because they make the wine and the money comes right back. So that's another saving because they're doing this catch up front. So this might be at $7.99, the equal to a retail, and it's not really a one-on-one thing, but it might be closer to a wine $14, $15, maybe $13, $14, $15, and you're paying $7.99 for it. So who made it? The brand division makes the contract wines for Precept Wines. You might not know who they are. They're the largest independent. You've had their wines, you just didn't know it. They're the largest independent winery or wine company in Washington. They don't just do Washington. They also do Gruet wines and a whole bunch of brands. They're everywhere, and they make wines for Target, for Trader Joe's, for Aldi's, for World Market, for every single grocery store chain you ever heard of, and all the large wine shops, all the wine stores that are big enough to afford their own brands buy wines from these people, and they make wines for them too. These people, they're behind brands you never knew they were behind. So there you go. This is a big-time producer. They have some really good labels. And this wine here is pretty good. I'm going to take a sip. We're going to talk. It's a very California Chardonnay, which is a good thing. Not that I do like having Chardonnays from other places too. But these are full of flavor and textures and different things going on. This one's got melon and tart apple and some pineapple and grapefruit and vanilla and soft spice. A ton of things going on. The nose jumps out of the glass too. This one is a crowd pleaser wine. This is an easy wine to like. Put a little bit of chill on it, not too much. You put too much of a chill and it masks the aromas and the flavors, and you don't really need to be doing that too much. I mean, a little bit's fine, but you don't want to do it too much because all wine, and especially in $7.99 wines, need all the breaks they can to taste their best. You don't want to hold them back in any way. And this, so there you go. This is a nice and tasty little Sonoma Chardonnay. It's like, I'm shocked how well you can drink for under $10. I mean, if you serve this to your friends and ask them to price it, they're not going to say $7.99. I mean, it's obviously an under $15, you know, or a roundabout Chardonnay. It's in that category. It's not, you know, it's not one of these single vineyard, high-end, fancy winemaker things. No, it's just a good California-style Chardonnay. I'm going to take another sip. So it's from Sonoma County. Sonoma County has 19 AVAs inside of it. 19. Most of them, I think probably all of them, grow Chardonnay grapes. But I doubt if all 19, I mean, when you get these brand wines, they didn't go out and get grapes from all 19 vineyards, or all 19 AVAs. it was probably the simplest thing. I think like to have your name on a, say you want a Dry Creek or Russian River on the label. I think 75% every so often you get something like a Napa Valley. I think it's 85%. Typically speaking, 75% of the grapes have to be from one AVA to have to be labeled as from there. So you don't know. I mean, this could be 74% from someplace and, you know, 26% from someplace else. It's not that big an issue, you know, and it's less, even though it's a huge growing area, it's less than California. And you see California label wines that taste great all the time. So this is nice, cool weather Chardonnay. Tastes great. I mean, this is a really good sipping wine. It has enough body to stand up to. I mean, if you want a hamburger and you don't want a red wine, this would do it. You know, if you want something spicy, that would have to think about it, because sometimes it's these nectar sweet wines sometimes and spice kind of clash a little bit, but maybe not. I'll take another sip and we'll round this one off. Yeah, this is a good tasting wine. $7.99, though, because it's from Costco. It's the Kirkland Signature Sonoma County Chardonnay 2020 from a good producer, the Precept. I have links to their sites on the website. It's a good producer. It's good growing region, and Costco gives you good bargains. So what else can you ask for? This is a keeper. You know, this is $8. You can, yeah, this is party wine. You can buy three or four and not break the bank. So that's it for me, Domain Dave, cheapwinefinder.com, Kirkland Signature, Sonoma County, Chardonnay 2022. Keep it cheap. I've got an interesting wine, a red wine coming from South America next, and we'll be talking to you in a couple of days. So adios. Keep it cheap. Bye-bye.